the feedback supplementary line on 765-6000. We now join with part 7 of the history of telephone entertainment presented by Bert from Beverly Hills.
Feedback had a very slow beginning and finally had to find itself of what it was going to be. And I really at first did not want to become a comment line. And people kept telling me, well, feedback's the name of a comment line. I said, yeah, well, I'll just have comments on the side. But it branched into that. And then after Fun Phone was disconnected, well, feedback was connected about the time Fun Phone was disconnected. And later on in that year, a few months had gone by, when Stu Funfone had approached me and asked if I would like to have the broadcast syndication rights to Funfone. And that's where Funfone came from on feedback.
You're listening to a Funfone Weekend.
What did you want feedback to be originally, if not a comment line?
Like I said, I didn't know. I didn't want to... hang on being a comment line, but I was going to, I guess, go towards the joke type line. Later on, the joke type line turned into the stuff that I would have used for it was later branched into Zygott as I joined the Zygott gang and later wrote all the Zygott's material.
What did you like most about running feedback?
What did I like most about running feedback? What did I like most about running feedback? It was different. That's a hard question to ask. Of course, we all know it's a... for anyone who runs a telephone entertainment line, it's an ego trip. And the fact that, hey, here's your own little stage, get up onto it and perform. You have the power here to say what you want and control your own little corner of the world. You don't have that much power, but it was just something to get off on.
What have you liked least about running feedback?
Least about running feedback? Least about running feedback. Well, at first, I guess it was the time that it took to put into the tapes and into the production, which really would get rid of most lines to come, the frustration and the time it took, and really people would get tired of running phone lines, and that's why a lot of them wouldn't last long. But I overcame that by just changing my schedule around, only devoting one night a week to make a tape, and just forget about it was in the regular week. Right now, you know, today, I will call entertainment lines. I generally do that at night sometime, but I don't make it a habit to hang around on the phone all day. You know, I think that people who sit on the phone all day and do nothing but sit on the phone all day, that's sick to me. It just is really sick. I mean, that's all you can do with your life. So, you know, I have other activities and things outside of the phones. The phone line and feedback is just a separate activity which keeps me busy and going on when I have nothing else to do. And I don't devote that much time to it as I used to when I first brought it up. Because it's not the main thing in my life and it's not a big thing. So it's just there as a hobby and that's it.
What's the future of feedback?
That I don't look to. I don't look to the future of feedback. I never thought I'd last 1 year. I didn't think I'd last 2 years. And now I'm up on the third year, and I don't project as far as how long it's going to last, because I take it one day at a time. And right now, you see, I'm the type that if I said, oh, I don't want to do this anymore and disconnected it tomorrow, then, you know, a week later I'd want to do it again. And, well, we know other people have done that before in phones. So when I don't want to run it anymore, I will know that feeling. And when I get that feeling, whether it be tomorrow or when I'm 85, God help me, you know, because then I'll be bald and I'll be like Renee, and, you know, no one wants to be like Renee, then, you know, I'll know when to disconnect it. Well, above
above and beyond the fact that we had an extended fun phone weekend, we're down for a day, and of course the 714 got disconnected and reconnected, and the fact that J. Edgar screamed his guts out on KROQ last week, above and beyond all of that, we're back here on feedback. Ready for this?
All right.
A telephone number, which provides 24-hour recorded
telephone entertainment
for Southern California. Feedback is entirely a public service and is in no way a business, and has been identified as such by Pacific Telephone. Feedback is privately operated and privately financed. Note that all no third-party billing charges are accepted on this number. Our mailing address is P.O. Box, Sun Valley, California, 91352. To participate on feedback, leave your comments for public playback by calling area code 213-9899.
This is position 69, feedback, Southern California. It's here, the Blue Line Feedback Letter of News. For your free copy, send your name and mailing address to Post Office Box, Sun Valley, California, 91352. And now today's recording, in progress.
A lot of people do, especially now. And And I said, okay, well, what the heck. So I started playing with different machine designs, and at that time, that was the major consideration. And I came up with a machine design. It wasn't bad, and it worked. And I started playing comedy albums, the usual thing that a lot of people do go through. And people would come over, and they'd help me record material. So we finally got some material put together. And that progressed a little further, and Brian got with us, started coming up with material. His material was really good.
Meanwhile, in New York, there were many lines under the 999 prefix run by the New York Telephone Company. Among the lines were Sports Line, the Big Apple Report, the Dow Jones Report, Dial-A-Plan, then under 936 prefix, they had Dial-Trivia, Dial-A-Story, Dial-A-Joke, and Sports Line. They also had the traditional Dial-A-Prayer and the infamous Gene Dixon Horoscope. The history of telephone entertainment continues in the next tape.